to ban books in public schools and libraries and communities. As the bill would mandate individuals to read the book and list out the reasons for the ban, along with getting 5% of residents in the school district to sign a petition before the book ban could be requested at the school or library.
We've seen almost twice the number of potential book bans just across the nation. So there's been a huge uptick in this type of activity. We sometimes find that it's the same people going from one school board meeting to another, from district to district with some of these issues. So the latest round has been on book bans.
That was State Senator Cindy Holscher on KAKE News, where she says that in many cases, it's the same group of individuals going from district to district trying to ban specific books for their 15 minutes of fame. Mid-America Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties and limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
United Airlines CEO says that they are disappointed, quote unquote, in the ongoing manufacturing problems that Boeing has had with that led to the grounding of dozens of United jetliners. As the FAA says that they are ready to stand in and oversee more of the manufacturing of the plane to make sure that things run smoothly with issues that we've seen over the past few weeks.
I think the FAA is a day late and a dollar short. After all, the fuselage between the MAX 9 and the 900ER are the same fuselage. I think that the FAA could come in and say, look, you've got to revamp your procedures, and this would be to both companies. Learning curve where the new hires have to learn how to put the airplanes together in an efficient and proficient manner, and that's a lengthy process.
That was Scott Hamilton, aviation consultant for Liam Company on KWCH News, where they say United Airlines is possibly looking to change the plane altogether after the grounding of the MAX 9 and production of the MAX 10 being at least 5 years behind schedule, with these stalls being able to push that even further into the future.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Ethan Clark of Ord is officially submitting his candidacy for the 41st Legislative District in the Nebraska State Legislature. This marks Clark's second filing, having previously filed for the seat back in October of 2023 after Senator Tom Breezy's departure to the state treasurer position in November. In other news, Union Pacific is investigating a train derailment from early on Sunday. It happened in Washington County around 3 a.m., involving about 12 cars southwest of the village of Kennard. Washington County Sheriff Mike Robinson said that the cars were apparently carrying soybeans. No injuries were reported and no contents were released. Crews are still piecing together what exactly happened. And finally, the murder case of a superior man, Sebastian Dunbar, age 30, who was accused of killing a woman in December during a domestic fight, is headed to a trial court. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. More.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Marysville City Council meeting Monday took up consideration of sewer development for the Brocky subdivision, which is a 2.25-acre property along U.S. 36 just east of the former Hardee's in Marysville. Spencer Walcott Properties have listed that property for several years with interested buyers if it were divided into smaller parcels. That raises the question as to who is responsible for sewer development, estimated at upwards of $100,000. Joanne Walcott was present requesting an exemption or that such cost be passed along to the buyer. City Attorney John McNish suggested the city stay out of the matter, which he considers an issue between buyer and seller. Real estate agent Jessica Lease was also present asking for clarification in order to provide full disclosure. Mayor Todd Fry indicated that exception has not been granted in the past, and he was concerned setting future precedent. The city swimming pool came up first under public comment with Liz Dahl present, expressing concerns last season with multiple issues. Following her comments, Rory Clark came forward with Audrey Pilsel, outlining a volunteer group being initiated that would help with pool amenities and improvements, as well as continued efforts to maintain a clean environment. He asked anyone interested in helping the group contact himself or Pilsel. The Pony Express Plaza on the 7th Street corridor downtown was officially named Pony Park at the request of Marysville Chamber and Main Street, asking an official designation in order to provide clarity in identifying the location. ADA parking with an allowance for locating a stall on Broadway in front of a proposed building to be located at the former Boss Motors location was passed at the request of the property owner, who preferred that to moving the stall to 6th Street. Raised concern, the national codes do not allow ADA parking on brick streets. It was noted that nearly all of the other ADA stalls downtown are on brick. Comment included that business preference be considered, while other comment raised concern in non-compliance with national codes. Colleen Behrens was the lone no vote to allow the space on Broadway as requested. A $44,000 bid for replacing a storm siren at 12th and Limestone Road east of Marysville was defeated on a 3-5 vote, with Councilman Jeff Keating, who lives in the neighborhood, indicating that he hears the siren, which was relocated some years back from Central School, but does not allow voice message, as others in the city do. A bid was approved 5-3 for purchase of a new utility tractor with attachments for the cemetery and parks at $39,500, with a $10,000 trade-in of a 24-year-old tractor. Councilman Keith Bikeman questioned why the lowest bid was not considered at $32,500 with a $6,000 trade-in. City administrator asked about consideration of replacing a storm sewer along U.S. 77 when the highway is rebuilt, which would amount to an additional $70,000 to $75,000 in costs. He estimated current city outlay on the overall project around $300,000. Discussion regarding timely snow removal by residents and businesses was discussed, Councilman Kevin Throm expressing particular concern with properties which may be used by children walking to schools. Councilman Jeff Keating questioned why nothing had been done after approval to go out for engineering for improvement 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. The interim city administrator suggested he felt cost estimates could be developed with or without a full design, and went on to mention financing options which should be considered as the discussion continues. Keating spoke of the importance of developing a comprehensive overall plan. The mayor asked consensus to move forward with the previous decision. After a recent tour of buildings on the Kester Block with potential developer, Councilmember Colleen Behrens suggested selling the Kester Block.
Right before Christmas, we met with Tyler Holloman and toured Jeff's apartment for one thing and the upper floors of the Kester Block with Tyler and Brenda Spencer. And I myself was very impressed with their knowledge. And then Todd and Jeff went to Wamego in Manhattan and looked at some buildings that they're in the process of renovating and some they've already done, see what they were like. I guess we'd like to get a formal RFP, which is a request for proposals, to send out to maybe see how much interest there is between Mr. Holloman or anybody else that might be interested in developing the Kester block, whether we lease it or actually sell it is to remain to be seen. But personally, I think I would be more inclined to sell the property to the developer if that's what they so choose.
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry spoke in support of development of the Kester block.
Right now, there's a lot of expenses that it incurs that have to come out of the Kester block fund, but that's a declining, I mean, the returns aren't coming in to eventually offset it. And there's projects that we haven't tackled regarding, you know, the gingerbread front and things that we would like to do. But this would be an opportunity to not only get these things done, preserve the structures for the future as they are now, a marquee block in downtown Marysville, but also check other boxes. It'd be a benefit to the commercial tenants there. Likely, I would also get more people able to, you know, be downtown, live downtown, use that space. And it would, you know, there's a housing shortage, and specifically the kind of housing that organizations like Tyler's do create. So that's why Jeff and I went and visited, because we wanted to see, you know, how they plan it, how well they knew the process, how they handle not only the State Historic Preservation Office, but also codes and zoning. You know, we want to craft an RFP that gives all parties who are capable of doing it well and right a chance. And so that's kind of where we were discussing.
Input from the Kester Block Advisory Board was recommended, and a request for proposal will be developed by the city administrator for review by city council. Mayor's appointment of Mandy Cook to the Airport Advisory Board was approved. City Attorney John McNish advised that with his acceptance of a district judge position serving Clay and Riley counties, he would be resigning, with a date to be determined, as he will be winding down his law practice in Marysville. Francis Sweeney McGinty, age 93, of Barnes, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sweeney McGinty. Thomas W. Tom Talbot, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Celebration of life service, Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Tom Talbot. Laverne O'Keefe, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laverne O'Keefe. Elizabeth A. Liz O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, January 26th at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell. Betty Lou Hoover, age 97, of Marysville, passed away January 18. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hoover. Infant Gus Heisterman, parents Daniel and Lydia Heisterman, passed away January 19. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn, with committal service near Barnes, Kansas. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gus Heisterman. John F. Warren, age 66, of Wymore, passed away January 22nd. Private memorial service to be held at a later date, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge for John Warren. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham loaf, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and lime pears,
Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, peas, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News, time is 7:19.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A dense fog advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. A chance for some freezing rain and rain showers today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Some fog and rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Freezing rain and rain showers continue into Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s. And fog throughout Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Fog may linger early Friday, then staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then a chance for some freezing rain and rain showers throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Then partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Some sunshine finally throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And warmer throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 65. The average low, 19, the record low, 21, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:42, sunset this evening at 5:35. 32 degrees, we don't have quite the slick spots we had yesterday, at least not locally here at the studios in Marysville. Do have some fog to contend with, allow some extra travel time, and always watch out for those spots you don't think are slick. Right at the freezing mark, 32 degrees this hour. Winds are light. The only weather-related postponement, Diller O'Dell's on a two-hour delay for today. Everything else back on schedule. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 24th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:21.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. A huge upset in the NCAA men's top 25.
And the number 6 team in the nation will go down. A 79-62 win for the Gamecocks.
Unranked South Carolina shocking number 6 Kentucky. Wildcats coach John Calipari postgame.
South Carolina shot the ball well. I mean, I don't think they're a 50% three-point shooting team. Now, against us, everybody makes shots.
In another upset, unranked Texas drubbed 11th-ranked Oklahoma 75-60. Second-ranked Purdue crushed Michigan 99-67. And number 4 Houston topped number 21 BYU 75-68. On the NBA hardwoods, Blazers and Thunder were tied at 109 with time running out.
6 seconds. Dub. Flashing left draws two. Elevates, fires from the wing. Tries the 15-foot jumper and knocks it down.
The call on WWLS, OKC wins 111-109. Clippers beat the LeBron-less Lakers 127-116. Kawhi Leonard logging a triple-double in the win. Nikola Jokic also had a triple-double in Denver's 114-109 win over Indiana. The Knicks got by the Nets 108-103, and the Pelicans scored a franchise record 153 points, riddling the Jazz 153-124. The Bucks are said to be in talks with Doc Rivers about their head coaching position after launching Adrian Griffin on Tuesday. On the NHL ice, the white-hot Oilers won their 14th in a row, downing the Blue Jackets 4-1. Vegas edged the Islanders 3-2. The Stars got by the Red Wings 5-4. The Rangers and Sharks went to overtime.
Barabanov still with the puck, cutting behind the goal line. He stick handles. He throws it over to Ruta. Over to the right. Score!
The call on the Sharks audio network. The Sharks rallying from a 2-0 deficit in the win. Baseball, Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Joe Mauer were elected to the Hall of Fame. This is Rich Cantry, ABC Sports.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. All right, let's get you a quick recap of yesterday's numbers as well as a look through the overnight session, as yesterday was mostly higher in the livestock. February live cattle finished up 87 at 174.65. April was up 92 cents, trading at 177.82. Triple-digit gains for the feeder cattle as well, as January feeder cattle finished at 231 per hundredweight. That was up $1.17. March was up 237 at 233.65. Triple-digit gains for the hogs as well. February lean hogs up to 73.30. That was up 237. April up 270 to $80.32. Yesterday, it was a two-sided day of trade, mostly mixed to slightly higher. However, corn did finish a bit lower yesterday. In the overnight session, we see March corn currently up 1.5 at 448. May up 1 at 457.75. Slight gains for the wheat markets after a higher day yesterday as well. March Kansas City wheat up a nickel, currently trading at 622.5. May trading at 624.5. That's also up 5 cents. And a lower finish to the day yesterday for the oats market is followed by the overnight session, also a bit weaker. March currently down 5.25 cents at 365. May trading at 361.25. That's down 4.25 cents. Into the oil seeds, it was two-sided day of trade yesterday, eventually finishing sharply higher. However, through this morning, giving back some of those gains, slightly lower. March soybeans are unchanged at 1239.5. However, May is down 0.25 cents at 1246.5. March soybean meal is up 270 at 363.80, and March soybean oil is also in the red, down 25 points at 47.26. Cotton also finishing lower yesterday and starting a little bit weaker this morning. March cotton down 11 points at 84.49. Into the metals, we see February gold stronger this morning, just as they finished yesterday, up 890 at 2,034.70. March silver is up 41 cents at 22.88 an ounce, and the March dollar index down 42 at 102.97.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Trees still need cared for and protected during the winter months. Kansas Forest Service's Matt Norville mentions what issues trees encounter in the colder months and how people can help combat them. Making sure the salts used to melt ice aren't harming trees is the first aspect he discusses.
People will put down de-icing salts, you know, along the front stoop or the sidewalks. It's important to think about human safety, but we should also think about tree safety. Where do the salts run off to? If they run off to the drip area or the area underneath the canopy, times 2 of the radius. So if you're looking at the branches of the tree, how far they extend out, kind of double that, and that's where the roots of the trees are. If they're running off to where those roots are, and it's a decent amount, it can damage the tree and lead to, you know, the decline of the tree. So being mindful of how much salt you're putting down and where you're putting it down at is important. If you do have to use it, you know, human safety is always number one, but just do it mindfully.
Norville says that checking on the amount of water trees are receiving is still needed in the cold for tree health.
They're still photosynthesizing in the wintertime. If it gets above freezing or when it's near freezing, they're trying to uptake water from the soil anytime possible and use that in photosynthesis to create energy for itself. If there's no water in the soil, no moisture in the soil, it's going to lead them to being drought stressed. So watering them monthly is a wise decision to make.
The sun can also be harmful to trees this time of year, and he explains how.
The sun can affect trees negatively, especially trees with thin bark. They can get an abiotic disorder called sun scald, and you will see it on the western side or even the southern side of trees in the wintertime that have thin bark. It'll be cracking, maybe even some calluses on it, and what is happening is the differences in the daytime temperature and the nighttime temperature just affect these thinly barked trees and produce what we call sun scald. Ways to avoid it is basically wrapping the tree in some UV protective plastic wrap that's not see-through, that's usually white in color, putting that on in the wintertime and then removing it, you know, once March hits, April hits, and letting the bark be exposed.
That was Kansas Forest Service's Matt Norville on how people can help protect their trees in the winter. Learn more at www.kansasforests.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
32 degrees at 729, and we'll warm into the 30s today. As long as we stay above that freezing mark, we don't have quite the icing we did yesterday, but still, watch out for slick spots. We're right on the cusp. Fog limiting visibility in May much of the morning, notably as you head east, perhaps. If you're all tired of it, dry and middle 50s a week away.
Looking for a natural tonic for minor cough and congestion troubles? We will share one of the world's oldest remedies next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Singer Neil Diamond has a birthday, and canned beer was first sold on this day in 1935. Few home cough remedies are as universally recommended as cures made from the herb white horehound. A member of the mint family, it's widely sold today in candied lozenges. Tea or syrup made from the fresh plant has been touted for centuries as a useful expectorant. Horehound tea is as simple as pouring boiling water over fresh or dried leaves. To make a syrup, boil the leaves down until the juice is extracted, then add sugar before boiling again to the desired thickness. Tonics made from horehound are also touted as helpful for stomach troubles, particularly for children. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Baltimore Ravens cashed in their ticket to the AFC Championship game and hosting that game after beating the Houston Texans 34-10. The San Francisco 49ers did the same thing after pulling away from the Green Bay Packers 24-21. The Detroit Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. And the Kansas City Chiefs went on the road to Buffalo to defeat Josh Allen and the Bills for Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff win. Here's what head coach Andy Reid had to say about the W.
All-time classic again. Every time I play one of Sean's teams, it comes right down to the end. He's done a phenomenal job here, and a phenomenal job this year, like coach of the year level coaching. And if we don't play them again, I'm good with that. But I'm so proud of our guys and the job that they did.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, your K-State women's basketball team is ranked number 4 in the country, our highest ranking in 21 years. Watch the Cats at 4 p.m. this Saturday when we host Big 12 newcomer BYU in Bramlage. Tickets to Saturday's game are only $10 when purchased in advance. See your number 4 Wildcats battle for the top of the Big 12 standings by ordering tickets at kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Sometimes
Sometimes a song can touch a nerve that takes me back to you. When I pick up my old guitar and I play your favorite tune, every now and then some little thing I've buried comes bubbling up. And once in a while you feel close enough to touch. I miss you a little since you've been gone. A few little memories keep hanging on. I miss you a little, I guess you could say. Every day. When I go by our old house, I pretend that you're still there, waiting for me on the porch, but there's just an empty chair. Wish I could see you just one more time before I drive away.